Welcome to this edition of the Alan IT Manager Tech Talk series. I'm Ruth Morton from Microsoft Canada, and this is my co-host, Jonathan.
Hello again, everyone.
And thank you for not being on your phone today, Jonathan.
Yeah. Listen, the last time was all about the phone, so I felt the need to be on my phone.
Yeah.
Right, but after the heck that she gave
me last time. That's what he says.
After the heck she gave me last time, okay, no phone. It's fine. Today we're in the clouds.
Yes.
Right? It's funny that today we're talking about clouds because it's really cloudy outside and nasty out here in Mississauga, but.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to you.
Sorry. Anyways, okay. Sorry. All right. Well, you're right. Yeah, you totally took my thunder. But we're talking about private cloud today, and we're talking about managing your private cloud. And we have two very special guests in our studio here to talk. We have two guests. This is the first time we've had two people. Two people.
Exciting.
So I'd like to introduce William and Islam. Welcome.
Welcome.
Thanks for coming today.
Thanks for joining us.
And why don't I get you guys to introduce yourselves. Islam, why don't you start, and then William.
So as you said, I'm Islam Goma. I'm System Center Data Protection Manager, MVP. Now they change us to be System Center and Cloud Management, a long title, MVP.
Fancy.
But actually, that makes sense, coming with the System Center 2012 umbrella. That actually makes sense that all of us would be on the same title.
Uh-huh.
And also, I do have other role in my life. Then I'm an MVP, actually a IT manager at a company named eAcademy that we are a Microsoft partner, that we already do the, we are the vehicle for Microsoft to deliver the software for the academic market and non-academic market.
Nice.
North America and Europe.
Okay, so. Cool.
And I'm William Brissette. I'm MVP in, Windows Clustering.
Good.
And I'm also a network architect with Horn IT Solutions. We're a Microsoft partner and a private cloud provider here in the Toronto area.
Good, good. And yeah, if William seems a little out of it might be because he's like on drugs. Because
not the bad kind of drugs.
I wanted to actually say especially thank you because I know you had your car accident a little while ago and not still at 100%. And yet you are here with us today. So
I'm trying.
So thank you very much.
Much appreciated. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you heard of a little thing called Tech Days? You guys were at it last fall? Yeah.
Have you guys heard of Tech Days?
Yes. We had this Tech Days. We went across Canada to, where did we go?
Toronto, Vancouver, Montreal.
And these guys delivered a great session. It was really well received on System Center. Can you tell us a bit about your session, what it was about, and why you did it the way you did it?
So, you want to start first or start first?
You go ahead.
Okay. So, I think William and I, we met in Toronto in the MVP day in Toronto here. And we start talking about how we can deliver a session talking about System Center, and we integrate all the tools together so people understand that how System Center pieces, they talk to each other. And that's why it came from the puzzle. Because you remember when we did the show in Montreal and in Vancouver that we did show of hand asking, you guys, how many of you using two products? Was not too much. One product, a lot of people. Three products, and we start seeing, you know, less people using this because you don't know how to this product interact with, right?
Yeah.
So from here, we thought about, okay, let's do something like this to show how the System Center product together work together, and also how we can extend this to a private cloud. Right, and I will talk more about how System Center 2012 now is a main component on the private cloud for sure.
Yeah,
do you want to add something?
Well, just one of the big things that we got a lot of feedback on during the sessions was how well everything integrates,
right.
And people didn't actually realize how well all that suite of products actually work together now.
Yeah.
Because before we used to have Operations Manager, MUM, or you know, everyone did it as an
SMS,
individual
right,
item. But they all work very well together, especially using Orchestrator as that glue and that automation for the product.
Yeah, I mean, I remember, so I was out in consulting, it's only been 5 years since I've not been consulting, and back when I was out there, it was MUM and SMS, and you chose what product you wanted, and that's what you implemented, and they're, even though they worked somewhat together, that wasn't a big thing, and there were pieces that, I don't know, you just kind of, it wasn't as integrated as it is now, and I like
that. And I know, actually, on the development side, too, because there are so many different products in there, it's like, okay, the dev teams are thinking, so what do I actually need in order to monitor my apps or deploy my apps? It's kind of like, I have this acronym and this acronym, and I have no idea what they do. And
you know what the dev team needs? They need an IT person.
Okay, different discussion altogether. But actually, before we go back to our regularly scheduled events, in case you guys wanted to see the session that these guys did, it is actually up on techdays.ca. You can see the full session, and actually, if you have questions on the session, you can actually post it into the either the Align IT LinkedIn group or the Tech Days LinkedIn group, either one, and we'll make sure that we get those answered for you. But, you know, go ahead and watch the session and also get your team to watch the session.
So you can search either by William or Islam's name or check off System Center or, and it's called
Puzzle.
Putting the puzzle together. What was the official title?
Yeah, it was System Center and the Data Center, Putting the Puzzle Together.
Putting the
it was
puzzle
MGT
together.
374.
What was it again?
MGT 374.
There you go.
It's ingrained. It's like written on your head now. Oh, that's good. So that was a really well received session. And why do you figure we kind of alluded to this, but why such focus on System Center? Again, we used to have individual products. Now we've got this this really integrated suite. It's becoming a real hot topic. People are getting more and more excited about it. What are you seeing, and why do you think that is?
Well, now actually, the main component, actually, I think what will go back to the private cloud is actually System Center and Windows.
Yes.
Right? And without both pieces, actually, we don't have a private cloud, right? Mm-hmm. So, but now people actually, since actually the private cloud is the hottest topic in the market now, and every IT professional, he wants to be part of the private cloud, or he wants to implement the private cloud.
I'm actually going to stop you for a second, because maybe we should just back up and define what a private cloud is.
The cloud guy, right, thinking, cloud.
Public cloud, you take Azure and stuff.
Thinking, okay, so now how does public cloud go to, is different from private cloud?
Yeah.
So let's define a cloud first, right? And the cloud is an infrastructure that actually has to have some features, and if you don't have these features, you don't have a cloud, right? So let's actually take this feature like elasticity. Your infrastructure has, or this infrastructure has to scale up and scale down, right? You have chargeback.
Yep.
You have resource on demand. By click of the button, I do increase memory. I do increase amount of CPUs. Mm-hmm. My bandwidth happen, right? The other feature as well is not actually in my mind now, but those are actually the main features for a private cloud, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And here it comes actually, if I go back to my System Center, actually System Center actually help in managing all these resources together, right? And automate in the automation of these resources and workflows.
Got it.
Yeah. One thing I've been hearing a lot of in many different conversations is the whole self-service aspect. I mean, even actually when we talked to Dave Kula in January, and we were talking about deployment, and he was talking about how their product allows people to self-deploy applications to themselves. Yeah,
they can go and check the store.
And this is a very big component of cloud infrastructure and being able which takes the onus off of IT to be doing all the day-to-day little nitty stuff.
That's right.
Which is I think why everyone's so excited about it. Mm-hmm. Although the IT folk are like, oh, what does that mean for us?
Well, one of the views that I have on it is we're all used to, you know, the app stores and, you know, Microsoft Marketplace off my phone. I can go and get an app and then seconds later it's there.
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to do in the IT world now with the private cloud to our business units. Uh-huh. We're trying to be able to give them that internal marketplace where they can say, I need this application for my work group, go. Half hour later, it's all done.
Yeah,
that's actually a great way to look at it. I've never thought about it with that kind of analogy, but it totally makes sense.
It's kind of also meshing in the consumerization of IT into the business and enabling that. So one of the things with all the automation and System Center and the way everything links together now and moves in together, that we're now able to provide these self-service portals that will be able to do that. IT still needs to set up and template and configure and say, okay, this is what your application is going to look like. You know, if you want it, click it, you've got it.
Yeah. There's still architecting to do in the back end, which is why I when I talk to IT folk, I'm like, things are changing. This is, right now is an exciting time to be in IT, if you're afraid, except if you're afraid of change, you know?
Which, I mean, that's a different story altogether, because then you're technically in the wrong industry, right?
Yeah, but,
but I see also the cloud, like, exactly like, you know, plugging your laptop to the power to get power, right?
Right.
I see actually kind of like the private, the cloud would be like this, like just, you need to be able to plug yourself on the internet, and you ask for a cloud, you have your own cloud, right? Mm-hmm. So was this kind of thing.
And I know from the standpoint of the end user, it should be like just magic. I mean, they shouldn't even know. You know, we have all these commercials about, oh, put yourself on the cloud. Well, to the end user, like my friends and family, they should not even care what a cloud is. Mm-hmm. All they know is that their stuff is available when they want it and how they need it
and where they need it.
And it's just invisible. But it's like magic.
One thing, this is what's happening now. Like your Hotmail account, mm-hmm. it's all on the cloud. Do you really need to know where it's hosted or where it is, how many CPUs? Or it's not a relax and just read your emails.
Yeah. So what is it about System Center that enables this kind of scenario?
So today, actually, we have System Center Virtual Machine Manager 2012, which actually I don't agree with the name, because now it does more than managing Virtual Machine Manager, right? Yeah. And Microsoft did that, and I'm not saying
what you want us to change a name again.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, actually, in 2012, you just have a button say click,
go.
Create me a cloud, right? And which now I don't really agree with the name, but actually, we'll take it from here that does the create the clouds for us, mm-hmm. right? Plus, you want to talk about SCOM and Service Manager stuff?
Yeah, so part of the cloud perspective is also being able to monitor what it is. So a System Center Operations Manager, or SCOM, we're now able to monitor not just the infrastructure, we can monitor network infrastructure, your Cisco, your Juniper devices, all your networking gear, your operating systems, right down into the application that runs inside your web server. So not just the web server itself, but with System Center 2012 or System Center Operations Manager 2012, we can actually go right into the .NET applications now, mm-hmm. and see what's going on.
Now we're starting music to my ears. There we go. I'm waiting for him. Like, okay, so we're gonna say .NET somewhere, and we're gonna bring in DevOps somehow. But we'll get to that shortly.
Yeah.
I just got excited all of a sudden. Hey, I'm gonna pause for a second. We do have a quick question from the audience.
Sure.
Can you read it with it? I got better glasses than you, OC. Okay. So from Pravin asks, does the entire System Center install on one server, or is it best practice to put it on, you know, 4 to 6 servers to make sure we leverage the entire suite? And he also thanks us for tying into competing products, which we can also get into. So do you have some stuff to say to Pravin?
Well, I've got the magic bullet for that answer.
Okay, awesome. Ooh, Are you listening?
I love it. Here we go.
It depends.
Yeah. Oh, that's
a consultant,
that's consultant's
after all.
Answer, yeah.
Right? But it does depend.
Okay.
In a smaller environment, you can get away with a much smaller infrastructure, mm-hmm. in order to start your private cloud. If you have, 10,000 servers, you're going to need a little bit bigger infrastructure. So things are going to have to be split out. But there is a architecture reference guide that Microsoft has produced that tells us what to put and where to put it and the size of resources we need for the different capacity we're going to run.
Awesome.
And with System Center 2012 and VMM and the other products that are inside that suite, a lot of them now are also highly available, which is a thing that's kind of close to my heart with all the clustering and DR that I do,
right.
Is some of the products before weren't necessarily built for highly available. You could kind of make them highly available. You can make that OSE highly available, move it around. But now most of them are all built to have a clustered back end, a clustered front end. So the product is a lot more stable and a lot more user-friendly to the IT folk to keep that up and running so that they can have that, in my words, the marketplace to produce those apps to the internal business units.
So what would you say would be if you're a small shop just starting out with private cloud, but you want some of the private cloud benefits, what's kind of the best practice starting out? So maybe you're not so concerned about clustering yet, mm-hmm. but you might need that, so you want to kind of architect it so that you're set up. I mean, you can never predict the future, but are there some best practices that you might share with or what are the pros and cons too about?
One of the things that we could do is we could explain the reference architecture that we used for our tech days.
Perfect.
Right.
So what we used for our tech days, we built a small, basically private cloud automation infrastructure, and it was off of two hardware servers. So we had two hardware platforms that we split our virtual machines across, and we were able to install all the products and go from System Center Service Manager to opening a ticket, mm-hmm. to automatically deploying a VM monitoring that VM, finding out when a threshold in IIS was reached capacity, and we said, hey, we need to add more capacity. That, through Orchestrator, kicked off another workflow event that then deployed another virtual machine, added into a load balancer, everyone was happy. All of a sudden, someone on the back end, some developer type or something, did something to a database. The database dropped, and operations manager picked that up and automatically corrected the mistake.
Yeah. The mistake that he made.
Well, developer type of some sort, right? Automatically corrected that and put it back in place. So we did all that in, you know, two small, very old servers. It's not a production grade environment, but it's very close.
And that's actually a great thing to make note of too, that if you want to just kind of play around with this stuff, probably two machines would be the base, and you can download all the eval products. Actually, I put together a short URL so that I could actually tell you what it is on the screen, and you wouldn't have to wait until I went in. I have aka.ms. We have also known as .ms.
Yeah,
so aka.ms/sceval. If you go to that URL, you'll find all the system. Actually, calls it a private cloud download. So you've got System Center download with an optional Windows Server download, all kind of put together, which is everything that you need to get to start playing around with on what we're talking about.
And to make it a little bit simpler too, now instead of having all the products, because now it's all a suite. We don't have individual products anymore. Yeah. We also have the universal installer. So now we have one install wizard, which will help you and guide you.
I don't have to go over here and then over here.
No, it'll guide you through the whole process from end to end and make sure everything goes in the right spot.
Yeah.
And the good news is the link that you're mentioning now, all of them are C. So actually, we're very close to the RTM. You guys actually have better chance than us because we used
the beta.
The beta, and we have to rebuild our labs again, right?
Yeah.
So now that we've had our fair share of slamming the developers.
Poking fun at Jonathan.
Yes, that's fine. I could take it. I'll be taking it for you guys, so that's fine.
Should be used to it by now.
Anyway, you mentioned peeking into apps, right? So obviously one of the big challenges that developers always have is, you know, the people who are actually using the applications did something, or the IT guys didn't deploy it properly. Right? And we need to peek into the application. You mentioned peeking into the application. What does that mean from a System Center perspective? What is that going to give me back that I can actually use in order to go fix problems?
Well, I know Islam's actually got a great real-world example of deploying that module.
Nice, okay.
Right. So what happened is we had, in our application, we had sometimes the app would crash.
Ah, right? Of course.
So every time we had the app would crash, and we contact Microsoft say, you know what, we have an issue here. We have like a loop, and actually we just keep looping, and we just don't go out of the loop. So then we got AviCode when actually was still acquired by Microsoft.
Yep, right.
Then after we load AviCode and we did monitor system, we were able to find, here is the code, and we actually kind of actually while loop, that actually we never get out of the loop. We keep saying while is true, like continue, and actually just continue crashing the Apple, and we fix it, right? So today was actually System Center Operation Manager 2012, right? We got something named APM, Application Performance Monitor.
Uh-huh.
Right? That you install the management pack, then you do a discovery in your system for a .NET application.
Yep.
And I'm not only talking about .NET application, we also have this available also for the Java application.
Nice.
So we didn't forget about the Java people, right?
Oh, perfect.
Then we'll be able to monitor the application and the health of the application from the .NET perspective or Java perspective.
Okay.
Then also we do have capability to check the synthetic transaction. So we're able to see this page took how many milliseconds to load, right? And if that one actually took more than this amount of threshold, we'll be able to go talk to Jonathan, why if it actually is not working.
So to make stuff more efficient.
Efficient.
So
wow.
That one actually will allow me to go with a paper say, you know what? This is not working here, and because of this, and now this is the code's wrong, fix it.
Right.
Or you can go instead of just pointing fingers, you can go, hey, look, we can help you make your applications more efficient by being able to pinpoint. Instead of you just going, oh, this is slow, you can go, well, this area is slow, so for the developer, it should speed the
But I think it's making both groups more agile. the environment to be able to
agile, to make it
more agile in the environment to make it more efficient for the business units.
Yeah.
So then we become more productive.
And I'm glad that you actually brought up agile because, Rivith, if you remember from episode 4 and 5 when we were talking with Sam Guggenheimer, who was here, we were talking about all of this no repro and, you know, the developers coming in and saying, well, I can't reproduce it, so what am I going to do? And the IT guy saying, well, you know, this is what happened, and shooting back and forth. And if you remember...
And the developer going, it works on my desk.
And remember, you and I were with the little tennis
the
rackets.
Anyway,
so it's good to hear that it actually goes to that level. Now, of course, I knew that it did that because of... Well, I didn't know it went to that extent. But if you guys have been hearing the recent announcements for the new Visual Studio 11... with Team Foundation Server, all of that information that you heard that you know, mentioned about what it captures and everything like that, rather than having it now or the way it used to be, where it was just captured and it was a file or whatever, all of that actually now gets automatically sent into Team Foundation Server and actually gets built right into your application lifecycle.
Which, so the automatic, the cycle just continues between IT and developers are coming together.
We used to say before System Center 2012 that, you know, it was like bridging the gap, right? And yeah, there was an easy way to bridge the gap, but now it's actually built in. So now, as far as I'm concerned, at least the gap is closed. We were talking about Tech Days a little bit earlier. Just so that you guys know, for the dev crowd, there is a Tech Days TV session happening on March 27th that we're actually going to go into all of these things in more detail. So,
cool.
Putting it out there.
So, I want to go back to actually Virtual Machine Manager 2012.
Yes, let's do it.
And because actually, I think that was actually brilliant for Microsoft, because Microsoft, you know, that actually most of the organization, they actually running on heterogeneous.
Yeah,
and you can say it. What heterogeneous? What kind of environments are they running on usually?
Yeah. Well, forgive me this one.
you can. I mean, let's talk about it. A lot of people are using VMware.
And people actually are using VMware because they already invest money. Or Zen or Hyper-V. So with actually Virtual Machine Manager 2012, you'll be able to manage all these infrastructure together from one
cross-platform.
That's right.
Cross-platform.
That's right. So you don't really have to just cache all the infrastructure. That
you don't have to rip and replace. You can just build on what you've already invested on.
Which now, you guys, you know, in the field, you can tell me whether I'm wrong or not, but a lot of the hurdles that come from going down this route is that fear of, well, I'm going to have to replace everything that I have, right?
And also, I think there's also, I don't want to say that what I invested with before was wrong. Because it was, I mean, you know, there was, well, I don't know if it was right or wrong. You made the decision at the time.
Right.
This way, you're just building on the infrastructure that you already have. And there's no... I don't know.
One of the other ways to look at it too is as we're getting more busy in our environment and we have to be more dynamic and agile, this also allows us to consolidate the tool sets that we're using to a very familiar tool set. Right? You know, inside a System Center, a lot of stuff gives you that Outlook feel, which is a very good feel to work with, right? We have our task pane, we have, you know, it's very familiar to us to use. Even for someone that new that's coming in to a System Center and working with the products it may not have in the past, it makes it a very easy transition for them. And being able to have the cross-platform, one of the greatest things that I love about Hyper-V is the freeness of it.
Right?
I have to have my server licenses anyways, so I've got them now. So Hyper-V is a free component of that. Because we need our OS license no matter what our hypervisor platform is.
One
of the good things also that Microsoft is doing with System Center that we are going to actually touching the application as well. We actually manage the application, not only the cloud. So we monitor the application with System Center.
Right.
And the other platform of visualization, we don't have this. Like actually the VMware and stuff like this, as far as I know. Actually, they only manage the VM itself.
The machine itself.
But actually, we don't go really inside deep on the application with the APM or config man or or this to go look for the application itself.
Well, in with Server App V as well, that's part of Virtual Machine Manager, we can actually go in and when we hit those thresholds, we can now deploy machines and push the .NET apps out
and
dynamically.
That goes towards what you were saying before with elasticity, right?
Yes.
Like that is,
and then also extending it from private, so you have your private cloud, and then you can put thresholds for
to move it into
public cloud. So now you have a hybrid solution, and Jonathan was very happy for that.
One of the other
I mean, that part, that feature in and of itself for me is huge because as we're talking from an enterprise perspective, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, you have your infrastructure there. And I know when I'm talking to folks and saying, okay, well, you know, we're a little bit worried about Azure because we don't know how to manage it and stuff. Not an issue anymore.
You've
right?
got your one pane of glass.
Yeah, our operations manager can go and watch the Azure side of our stuff as well.
Yeah. And also, correct me if I'm wrong, scale either one regardless.
Required.
Yeah.
And one of the other things that I like inside of VMM as well now too is the automated patching. So now we can take my virtualization hosts and say, okay, this cluster of hosts, I've got 8 or 16 in my cluster, I want to patch them, and it orchestrates that entire patching session. Right. I don't now have to go out, find out where I am, my dependencies and everything. I can say, take cluster A, patch. And it runs through the whole workflow for me, automated, where we don't have that in the other management suites.
And actually you have to evacuate all this node, and just from this node go to the other node, and go this manually, right?
Yeah.
Leon actually does this. But also, since we're talking about hybrid cloud and public and private, we should not forget about app control. Which actually App Controller now, this is actually kind of has same interface as a VMM 2012, but it has only what concerns you for building a cloud. It doesn't really talk about the network layers or the cluster layers and stuff like this that you do. So it's actually only for the dev guy to be able to.
The dev guy. That's fine.
So
I love that title. I'll go with it.
So he would be able to move his solution from the private cloud to the public cloud.
Okay, now we're getting good stuff. Now we're talking because, you know, with the concerns of, you know, how things are going to happen with the public cloud and, you know, and as the infrastructure itself gets better and better, this allows me to effectively start working on my apps, private cloud, right? Continue building it, and then you're saying, just move it over.
Right. I think also in with Azure and stuff like this, you guys have SDK dedicated for Azure to make your application cloud friendly or cloud compatible, right?
Yeah. Wow, this is, I mean, this is crazy.
Well, one more thing, and then I'm gonna
have to start wrapping this up. I'm the time cop.
Use the time cop.
Great thing that I really like about the new System Center suite is we're all concerned about security in the cloud. Right? And now Microsoft has included Forefront.
Yes.
In the System Center suite.
So now we have. Used to be separate, and now it's System Center. What do they call it?
It's you
part
buy
of the
one, and it's all together.
So now we also have the security infrastructure that we need for our servers and our private cloud, all underneath one suite.
That's the endpoint protection.
It's a very good.
So just give me one second.
Because
we're talking private cloud and public cloud, and you have solution here, and solution there. How are you going to access this? Like, do you really need to have two credentials? So now with the Federation Services. We do that.
Single sign-on.
So really what you're getting is that the theme of today's show, other than the fact that the coolness of the private cloud and System Center, is simplicity.
Fair?
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Right? Like taking all of these different things that used to be and now just seamless.
Integration?
That's the one.
And orchestration.
Integration and to the end user, magic. I mean, it just all happens.
Now, Ruth, since they got extra time, can I have just a...
All right.
So, forget me, the dev guy. Let's just put him aside for a second. Let me put on my dev manager hat. This reminds me back to when we did the episode with Stuart about training, right? How do I get started with all of this? Like, it seems like, you're saying a lot of it is the same and existing skills, but surely there's new stuff, right? Yeah. What do I do? Where do I go?
It'd be nice to get some hands-on stuff, eh?
Cool.
That would be nice to get some hands-on.
I wonder where we could do that.
Well, the best place to do it is the Microsoft Virtual Academy.
Yeah.
Ah.
And there's also some great series from Simon Paramount, too, one of the evangelists in Redmond. Him and his team has also done a number of webcasts, and they're continuing to do them. As far as I know, there's a couple more scheduled, where they give you the rundown on all the products inside the suite. And then to get the hands-on side, we can go to the Microsoft Virtual Academy and sign up there. It's just click, done, you're in, and you get all this free training. And you can do it at the leisure that you want to. You don't have to spend 5 days away from the office. Which is a lot of time for people.
Modular.
It's all modular. You can go in and work at it when you need. You can do a module in the morning, another one at the end of the week, maybe one on the weekend, or whatever you need to fit your lifestyle.
But you mentioned hands-on stuff, right?
Yeah, and I created a small URL for that one, too. Ooh. So that's aka.ms/MVAcademy.
Cool.
And also, we have been doing these IT camps.
Okay.
And these guys don't know this yet. But I'm going to transcript them into helping me develop the private cloud ones.
There we go.
So Demir and I have been doing virtualized high availability virtualization IT camps. We've done Ottawa, Toronto. I was just up at Montreal. I know Calgary is, I think, this weekend, and I know I'm out at Edmonton next weekend. We're probably targeting May, June, and I'm hoping that you guys might help me put that stuff together. And so basically what it is you come and there's machines and you get hands-on and we kind of do, we lead you through different steps and then you implement those steps on your machine and then we go through to the next part. And we've gotten some terrific feedback. It's a great way to learn new technologies. So, yeah, you guys will help me, right? If I get you to agree on camera, then it's a done deal. William's looking at me.
With that, thanks to all of you guys for tuning in, and great questions. Keep them coming. Yeah. Remember, I did mention before the Align IT LinkedIn group. Have your questions in there. We'll get them answered. Twitter, Facebook, whatever works for you. Ruth, back to you.
Thanks for coming. Yes, this has been a great session, and we'll see you next month. When we're talking about, do we know what we're talking about yet?
It's a surprise.
All right. Well, we will surprise you.
Make sure to keep you guys coming.
Yeah. All right. Take care.
Have a good one.
Thanks.